I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen. Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And we have one of the most impressive statistical runs to diamond I've seen yet. Can't wait to drill into these numbers. We have from Siloam, Arkansas, Rhonda Favano. Rhonda, say hi to everybody.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for inviting me, Richard. It's great to be here.
Well, your story is going to inspire lots and lots and lots of people, and that's what Road to Diamond is all about, is study people's stories and study people's stats, and all of that leaves clues, and find a path that authentically fits you, that somebody else has forged, and take it, right? And that's how you get to diamond. Of course, you know, you can invent your own path if you want, but a lot of people head out on their own and they don't ever come back. Right. They don't ever see them again. So,
unfortunately.
Right. Best to follow success. That's a good plan. So Rhonda, let's start with your story. Who were you and where were you and what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Well, I have an accounting degree, so I did accounting for private country clubs for years. Then
okay.
Frank and I lived on the East Coast. We moved back to the Midwest, where I'm from, to Arkansas, and bought a convenience store. So
fun.
We did that. I don't recommend it.
Is that kind of like buying an 18-hour day, 7-day a week job?
Something like that. There's no freedom whatsoever in that. Trust me,
right.
When I tell you.
All right.
And then life was pretty good, and then I got sick. So that really set me on my natural health journey. I figured out that I was going to have to be my own health advocate.
Yeah. So you didn't get a lot of answers from the medical community?
I did not. I did not. Which was very frustrating, but I just decided I was going to figure it out on my own, and did. And along that path is when I was introduced to Young Living.
And who exactly introduced you to Young Living, and how did they do that?
Well, interestingly enough, I am that person that was referred out by, when I went natural and went to a naturopath, she referred me to a reflexologist who used Young Living oils on me. In the very first visit that I had with her, I had a very profound effect. We were working with brain fog and that kind of thing. And frankincense was my aha oil.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, though, Richard, she worked with me for about 6 months, released me from her care. And meanwhile, in that 6 month period of time, sold me a diffuser and several bottles of Young Living oil and never told me that I could enroll. So I didn't.
Yep. So I just have to stop there. And I mean, we could talk for an hour about that part of your story because, you know, all the work that I do a lot of different coaching and training in Young Living to teach people how to succeed. Not because I know anything about Young Living or succeeding in Young Living. I don't. My wife builds in Young Living and I cheer her on. But I have coached a lot of people in a lot of other companies, and I did coach people in my company for 35 years. And it's just this huge missing in our profession. And it's a really huge missing historically not so much now, but historically in Young Living, where people would be so enthralled with the products and maybe even sharing the products that they never even mention the opportunity. And the opportunity could be just the opportunity to buy direct yourself. It could be the opportunity to explore the whole product line. It could be the opportunity to take advantage of VR. Could be the opportunity to share some products just because you want to help people. The opportunity to share enough so yours are free. The opportunity to earn enough to buy a new car, to pay off all your credit card debts, to retire, whatever. And so what was she?
Reflexologist.
Reflexologist. So I don't know a lot about reflexologists, but I can pretty much guess that they don't make $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000 a year. And when they get ready to retire, they haven't put away $3 or $4 million. And if you're a reflexologist, if you're not reflexologing, you don't make any money.
Right.
Right. So here's the point that all of that was the setup. Here's the point that I want everybody to pay attention to. We can't calculate it, but it's been since how many years since that time?
Oh, that's like 13 years ago.
Yeah. So here's what the reflexology has left on the table. Not because she did something wrong, because her upline did something wrong by not coaching her and training her to at least ask her patients if they'd like to look, because they probably never did coach her to do that. So in 13 years, I don't know if you can add it up in your head that fast, Rhonda, but how many millions in volume a year or total in 13 years has the reflexologist left on the table in downline sales?
Oh gosh, I don't know, Richard. I'm not that good in math.
Yeah, well,
a lot.
We're talking millions and millions and millions. We're talking, I'm going to guess, somewhere between 5, 6, 7 million in sales at 7% average commission. I mean, she's left an entire retirement fortune on the table just because she didn't ask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's lesson number one in the Rhonda Favano story, folks. Is when you take the path of not bothering people, when you take the path of not risking people thinking, oh, you know, why are you trying to make money on me? You know, why are you trying to get me to do this? Yes, there's a risk of people maybe thinking that of you. But what you leave on the table when you don't take that risk is millions. And wow. She missed out. So now I'm curious, who didn't miss out?
Well, interestingly enough, I went out and did a really bad thing. I bought oils at a store.
Blasphemy. Did you get arrested for that?
I didn't know.
And did you get a letter from compliance?
No, but it took me about 2 months to say to Frank, you know what? All these oils just don't work at all. So I put them all away. Like I just put it away. And then about a year and a half later, I was at a homeschool convention looking at health curriculum for my youngest son. And there sat a Young Living diffuser and a couple of bottles of oil. And I just happened to say, as I was checking out paying for my health curriculum, I happened to say to the lady there, oh, you know what? I used to use those oils. And she looked at me like I had two heads.
Right.
And was like, you used to? And I briefly told her my story. She immediately said to me, well, you don't know the difference in oils, do you? And I said, is there a difference? Again, she looked at me like I had two heads, but very kindly invited me to a class that she was doing while she was in a town near me. Over the weekend, I went and I immediately enrolled because I smelled that frankincense again and used a couple other oils that I was familiar with and immediately could tell the difference. So yeah. That lady was Laura Hopkins.
Laura Hopkins. And what rank is she now?
Crown Diamond.
There you go. What rank was she when you met her?
You know, maybe I don't, maybe an executive.
Wow.
I'm thinking executive could have been a silver, but I'm thinking executive.
So, if I had her on here and I was telling her story, one of the points I might make is I wonder what it was worth to her to decide that day to go to that place and set up a table and sit there and have so many people walk by the table and look at her like she had two heads. And then you walk by. What was that worth to her? Yeah. Millions.
Great question.
Yeah, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So, that is what the road to diamond is made up of. Is, you know, we can talk to lots of people. And I see one of the things you've done, Rhonda, is you've enrolled a lot of people. But it was probably just a very few, and you never know who are going to be the ones that decide, you know what, I'm going to go build this. Mm-hmm. And so that's super cool. All right. So you got in, and if I remember your stats correctly, I can pull them up here. You personally enrolled 89 people your first year.
And that's the first year that I was building, because Richard, I was one of those people who sat back and used the product.
Yep.
And casually shared with friends and family for the first almost 4 years.
Yep. And so here's an interesting question. What happened that for 4 years you just used the products and you didn't build? What happened that changed that? Did you watch a presentation? Did somebody say something? Did you go to an event? Did you read a book? Did you hear an audio? What happened that had you pivot?
I went to convention.
Ah, that'll do it.
That will do it.
Yeah. So why'd you go to convention?
Well, I went to convention because I wanted to learn more about the oils. I wanted to know about the product, and I love the education side of it. I was so hungry to know everything that I could find out. And they just happened to, it was small then, and they just happened to do an awards ceremony kind of in the middle of the day. And I just sat and watched it, and I didn't even understand ranks. I didn't know anything about multi-level marketing. I didn't understand ranks. I didn't understand any of it, but I began to ask questions and have conversations with people. And I went back the next year and made Frank go with me.
Made him go with you.
I made him go with me.
I hear little murmurs in the background. Is that Frank? Is he off camera?
Frank is here listening. But I made him go. And I'm like, I want you to go and I want you to hear some of this. Because he kind of thought, yeah, it worked for you and I'm happy. You do whatever you want. Like, go for it. But when I said to him, I really think there's an opportunity that we could make some money with this because of products we know work. Like, I am proof 100% that the products work. And everybody needs to know about them. And there's an opportunity. People are making money doing this. And he's like, nobody makes money at network marketing. Like, nobody does. And I'm like, I really think I can do this. And so I made him go, and visiting with people, and he's a people person. So he talks to everybody, never knew a stranger. And by the time he left, he's probably going to shoot me for saying this. But after he visited with a lot of different people at a lot of different ranks, he came home and he said, they aren't any smarter than we are.
He's right about that.
And it just began. It began.
So you didn't even start building until you'd gone to two national conventions?
Right. Well, and I might have actually went to three before I was, I think I went to two by myself. And that third one, I know I did. The third one, I said to Frank, you need to go.
So you went to two national conventions just to learn about the product?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you didn't start building until the third?
Correct.
Wow. You're a slow burn.
Right? I'm that person that so many people give up on.
Exactly. But you're worth it, Rhonda. So this stat, year one of building, personally enrolling 89 people. Everybody wants to know how'd you do that? Where did you get those people? What did you say to them? How did you present to them?
how did you get them to enroll? That's what everybody wants to know, because Rhonda, most of the people listening to Road to Diamond, they're not diamonds. They're not platinums. They're not golds. They might be silvers. A lot more of them are executives, and a lot more than that are stars and senior stars. And they want to go to Diamond, but the whole thing seems overwhelming to them, most likely. And when they say you personally enrolled 80 to 89 people, they would be ecstatic if they enrolled 20 or 30 in a year. So tell us how you did it.
Well, a lot of teaching.
So a lot of classes?
Yes, tons of classes.
Well, how many? Because that could be a good roadmap. Like our Royal Crown Diamond, Adam Green, we had him like forensically go back and tell us how many classes a week did he do on the road to Diamond. I haven't interviewed him for Road to Diamond yet. And he averaged three classes a week, either personally or doing classes for other people. And he did that for 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I did. I would say average two classes a week in person. I also did have a clinic where I did some health stuff. So I would meet some people there, but the majority of the people that I enrolled, and everyone seems to think that like that's the key, but for me, it was not. It probably did open a door and more people would come and listen to my classes because of that. But it wasn't in the clinic that I was enrolling people. It was because we did all of these in-person classes week after week after week. And I started in my house. After a little while, I moved to a restaurant. And for 2.5 years, twice a week, I was there.
Wow.
And we just, sometimes I was there by myself.
Right. Yeah. I know that.
Frank and I were there by ourselves. But a lot of the time, the place would be filled. You know, every seat would be full. But it was just continuing to teach and then being willing to travel to teach, I think was a big part for me. Traveling and helping other people, because we didn't really use social media then. That yeah, just right. wasn't really right. a thing. So we would, you know, I would go on the weekend and I might travel for a few hours away from home and do 3 or 4 or 5 classes over a weekend. For different
Got
people.
It. Right. So that's how you presented the classes. How did you get people to the classes and who did you invite? So what did you say to people to inspire them to come to your classes and who did you invite?
Well, I invited pretty much everybody.
Everybody where? Like where did you get their names?
Well, I invited first of all, I started with everybody that I know.
Yep.
Right? I mean, everyone that I know, I invited them. And then I would put up signs around town locally, like in different wow. businesses. If they had a bulletin yep. board, you know, yep. I would make a little flyer yep. and I would put it up there. So I did kind of crazy things like that. I also used ads in the newspaper because back then people read the newspaper and that was right. a way to get word out. So I did that. And then I started to offer people that I already enrolled, I would offer them something, some kind of gift, something to bring guests.
Good. Yep.
So
okay.
That's I mean, creative. Yeah, it was really, a lot of it was word of mouth.
Yeah. Well, I hear two things in there that are pivotal. One is you asked everybody. And the difference, so this is like universal and network marketing. The difference between people that crush it in network marketing and struggle forever is the ones that crush it, they go after their network, not obnoxiously and not manipulatively, but they go after their network with reckless abandon. And what I mean by that is, they don't think about, well, what are people going to think? They think more about, well, what will I be able to contribute to the people who do show up? That's what they focus on. And the people that struggle forever focus on what will people think? What will they think if I call them? What will they think if they know I'm in network marketing? What will they think if they know I'm trying to sell them a product or recruit them? what will everyone think? And if you and I think more about what other people think than what we think, we're going to struggle. So was that true for you? Is the way you saw everyone you knew was, hey, an opportunity for you to contribute to them?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I still believe every person needs to have the opportunity to use Young Living products because it will change your life.
Right. And then the second thing you did, Rhonda, which is equally as profound, is what I like to call compounding consistency, is you found a groove, you found a flow, you found a system that worked for you that you liked. And it doesn't really matter what you do, folks. You can do classes, you can put signs up on bulletin boards, you can give people gifts to bring guests, you can do social media, you can meet people at Starbucks, you can run ads on Facebook, you can do all kinds of stuff. But here's what you can't do. You can't start and stop. You can't do it for 2 or 3 months and then think about it for 2 or 3 months or crawl in a hole or go in a funk or get distracted. You said, Rhonda, you ran for 2.5 years, no matter what, twice a week you were in that restaurant, whether it was just you or a crowd, right? And
correct.
So that's another difference maker, folks. Everybody I've ever interviewed, everybody I've ever coached in network marketing that rose to the level equal to Diamond in Young Living, which to me is, somewhere between 10 and 20 grand a month. Everybody I know that did that in network marketing put in at least 2 years of compounding consistency. Not only did they personally enroll and enroll and enroll and enroll and enroll and enroll, most of the people they enrolled didn't do anything, but you have to keep that snowball effect to end up with the 3 or 4 or 5 that do something. And then besides personally enrolling, whatever your plan is, you have to stay at it until the thing just snowballs and gets away from you. And oddly enough, that seems to be at about the 2-year mark of doing whatever you're doing that's working. So obviously, if you're doing something that's not working, don't do that for 2 years. But when you find something that is working, do it for 2 years. And boy, 3 or 4 years after that, when the exponential growth has a chance to really grow from what you've built, the payoffs are extraordinary. So folks, look at Rhonda's stats. She went to gold her first year of building. She went to platinum her second year. She went to diamond her third year. And now she's almost a crown diamond. So you're making, I don't know about Cylone, Arkansas, Rhonda, but I'd say you're in the top 0.0001% of the incomes in Cylone, Arkansas.
I think you're probably right.
What'd you think? I don't know who has the big home on the hill in Cylone, Arkansas, but it could be you if you wanted it to be, right? So it really, really, really pays off. And so now what I want you to talk about, Rhonda, is you've done some things culturally on your team that are remarkable, not surprising, just remarkable. And I want you to speak about them for a minute for everybody. One is you have an ER percentage of almost 52%. And that's 12% higher than the company average. And it's 20% higher than a lot of diamonds. It's not the highest I've heard, but it's one of the highest I've heard. And it doesn't happen by accident. How do you get people when they enroll to enroll on ER or get on ER at some point after? And how do you get people to stay on ER?
Well, when we're providing them options, when there's a pain point and you provide options for that pain point, people are going to adopt that lifestyle. Especially, I talk to people about 6 months. When I bring somebody in, I talk to them about 6 months. Let's do some things and work out a plan for them. and walk beside them. I mean, really handhold for that 6 months. And they're going to get, if they do anything that, you know, if they really put their heart in it and they do some things differently, they're going to see results. When you see results, you're going to continue to use a product. You're going to continue to explore the other lines of products that Young Living offers. There's something for everyone, for sure. And then it's easy to keep, you know, for them to stay on Essential Rewards. It becomes a lifestyle for them. So it's not, it's never been about a sale. It's never been about, you know, even I cringe a little bit when I hear people talking about kit sales, because that's just not what I do. That's not what our team does. We feel a need in someone's life.
Yeah, beautiful. And so you've not only taught that to the people that you've enrolled, you've obviously taught that down through your whole team because it's part of your culture. I love the 6 month program. You know, what that does in terms of setting up expectations with a new member is they start to think, okay, well, I'm going to do this for at least 6 months. So I might as well do it right for 6 months. 6 months isn't forever. And then, of course, if they do things right for 6 months, they're going to have success. So they don't quit. I mean, the, you know, here's something to think about, folks. The percentage of people that quit that have at least one active person under them is about 1/10 of the people that quit that don't have anybody under them. So the people that the attrition rate of people that don't have anybody under them in most companies is about 75-80%. 75 or 80% of the people that join, if you track them a year later, they're out. In some companies it's 90%, some companies 95%. That's the attrition rate. Now, in Young Living, it's 60%. What Young Living has tracked is if 100 people join Young Living in January 2020 and you track them for a year, there's going to be at least 40 of them on ER next year. In fact, there'll be at least 40 of them on ER 10 years from now. So, you know, probably a year later, there might be 60 on ER. 4 years later, there might be 50 on a year, or 10 years later, 40 on a year. But so let's just say 60% of the people that join Young Living end up quitting. But one thing that Young Living doesn't track, but those of us that coach in network marketing do track, is what is the attrition for people that have at least one active person under them? I mean, it drops almost to 1/10. It drops to the point where, as a sponsor, if you want to have people stick on ER, work to get a couple of people active under them on ER. So one of the things that Rhonda's done is she hasn't just talked about this to her team, to her personally enrolled, but she's talked about it in a way that it duplicates. So If the mantra with everybody we bring in is, hey, let's not stop until we get at least two active people under you, then they will do the same thing. They won't stop until they get two active people under the two active people under them. And then by doing that, everyone sticks. That's how you end up with a 50 or 60% ER rate and the kind of growth that you've had. The other great statistic you have, Rhonda, is people can look at it in the stats, is I asked the question, what percentage of your total team personally enrolled someone last month? And your number is 2.5%, which is higher than most diamonds we interview. That means if you have 100 people on your team, 2.5 of them enrolled somebody last month. What have you done, Rhonda, to inspire? I'll use the word recruiting. You can use whatever you want. And what would you have done differently in hindsight in the last 5, 6, 7 years to increase your recruiting?
Well, what we do is exactly what I just said. We just teach people to help meet a pain point, to provide a service for someone. And when someone when I'm working with new people, whether I've enrolled them or not, I just simply say to them, who do you care enough about to share this? Let's get in front of them. Let's help them, because everybody has something, even if it's just getting toxins out of their house so that they have the chance for a healthier life. That's it, Richard. I mean, it's not, there's no real brain. I mean, you know, it's not rocket science.
Right. Got it. Okay. So last question, Rhonda. Like I said earlier, most of the people watching this are stars, senior stars, executives. Most, just because it's the way network marketing works, most are struggling. Most are scared. Most are worried. Most are, pursuing the opportunity cautiously. What would you say to those people? What would you say to those people if you were the last voice in Young Living they were ever going to hear? What would you say to those people if you were channeling Gary Young about building the opportunity to build their own team, their own gold ship, their own silver ship, their own platinum ship? What would you say to them if you were the last voice they were ever going to hear and your voice had to be the one that made it for them? This is inspiration time.
Wow. Well, I think I would just say, first of all, you deserve it. Because so many of the people that I talk to don't feel worthy of success. So I think that's the number one thing that I see more than anything is the unworthiness. So first of all, you deserve it. Your family deserves it. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. There are people that will help you. There are people that will support you. Gary and Mary's vision has always been to get these products in every home in the world, because everyone deserves the opportunity to experience the benefits of them. So why not? Why wouldn't we do that? And just what if by chance you attain the freedom and the dreams and the goals that you have for yourself and your family along the way? Because you're doing great things. You're putting out great energy. You are changing lives. So what if along the way yours changed dramatically too? What do you have to lose?
Yeah, that's really beautiful. Well, Rhonda, you have a great culture. The whole company could go to school on how you've built your team and how you've supported people and how you've, I don't know if you've actually paid attention to your statistics, but you haven't had to because you've paid attention to what creates them. And you've done a beautiful job, great role model for anybody pursuing their own road to diamond.
Richard, thank you.
You're
means
welcome.
A lot, because that is not my thing. The stats is not my thing. The people are my thing.
Yeah. Well, I get it. Well, you know, just do, all you have to do is do your thing and the stats follow you. They follow you around whether you want them to or not. Well, thank you, Rhonda. Thank you so much for joining us on Road to Diamond. And all of you out there in Road to Diamond land, share these interviews with your team, study them over and over again. We have one of the beautiful things about network marketing and Young Living is we have plenty and plenty and plenty of people that have paved the road with gold and taught us the path to get there, and all we have to do is follow it. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is Richard Blissbrook. Remember, the work is worth it.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthrurank.com. We'll see you there.